Well, first, I'd love to give everyone permission to not follow trends if they don't want to follow trends. And I'd also give everyone permission to say that we all have our own individual style. I think the number one thing people say to me is, well, I just don't have a style. I'm like, yes, you absolutely do.
Welcome to the Grow Tribe. I'm Melissa McGowan, and I have been supporting teams and people grow for over 2 decades. So it might sound like I have it all figured out, but that is far from the truth. In my early 40s, I experienced my great energy crisis. It brought me to my knees. I was living and leading in survival zone, either doing or feeling healthy, but never at the same time. For myself, my family, and my career, I realized I needed to make some changes, and my biggest learning was to manage my energy. I felt more connected and alive, and I became the practicing chief energy officer of my life. And this is where the real growth started. I needed a tribe. I looked up and I realized I was not alone, and neither are you. Go to Grow is about connection with real and messy growth. The failing, the learning, the healing, the vulnerability, the bravery, and the aliveness, not just the glossy outcomes. We'll help you connect the dots between your energy and the impact you desire to have in your life. Our guests help create space for you to grow. They provide insights, inspiration, and information. We'll call them the practicing chief energy officers of their lives too. Go to Grow helps you navigate the rocky road towards greater growth for you. So, what are you wearing today? And more importantly, how are you feeling? Do you think those things are connected? I reckon they are. So the other morning I stood in front of my wardrobe for I reckon what was about 13 minutes at, of course, a critical time of the day when it was all swirling here in the McGowan household. In my podcast studio, sometimes I meditate there, a great place to hide from my kids. But I was spending time trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to wear today? I looked at my wardrobe and zeroed in on probably about the 5% that I'm actually wearing right now. There was the good jeans. They're kind of slightly flared buttons at the top. They were super expensive investment about 2 years ago. I love them daily. Like, they make me feel upbeat. They're funky, but they're also kind of my dressy jeans. Then I looked at like the casual jeans. They're slightly shorter, sort of 3/4 length. They're slouchy. They're casual, but they're stylish. So I kind of feel easygoing and relaxed when I wear them, but they can be great with a blazer as well. And then I looked at my really old skinny jeans. And when I say old, I bought them when my nearly 15-year-old was just under one. And they were my like post-baby jeans. And there's been periods of time where they have sat in the wardrobe and I haven't been able to fit them. Because they're not stretchy. They weren't stretchy back then, these skinny jeans. But you know what they were? They were a collaboration between Stella McCartney and Target. And they're still going strong. I love them. And they're adaptable. But the question is, should I still be wearing skinny jeans? I don't know. My life has become denim and yoga pants is what I've realized. And I, of course, reverted to the good jeans that day. And it was last Saturday night when I got dressed up for the first time in, I don't even know how long. It was Stuart's birthday and we were going out for a really nice dinner. And I pulled out this really cool, colorful silk skirt that I've got because I love color. And I thought, you know what, Melissa, it's time to get your mojo back on. And like me, Grow Tribe, tuning in, you might be feeling the same. Time to get your mojo back on. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk styling. Yay, I'm so excited. Now, you know we're about growth here. That's our bottom line. But you also know, because you are a person who has growth in all the different dimensions of your life. Like, growth is not just about work, not just about our job, your family, your finances. It's not even just about your fitness or any. It's those things and more. And it happens all across your leadership and your life. And I think it's very interconnected. So we like to think of ourselves here as your kind of growth aggregator. We bring together different people with different superpowers, and they give us different inspiration for our journey. You know, we're really obsessed with supporting people reclaim their mojo. and achieve what really like matters in your life. And you hear me talk about mojo and energy a lot. And that's because I got to a crisis point. You know, some years ago now, and I'm actually giving a talk on it this week, when I realized I had been living in a survival zone. There was just no boundaries going on, and I'd just been self-sacrificing for way too long. Now, I'm going to say I am still in the process of slowly waking the fuck up, frankly, to figure out what my life is and what I want it to be. But my big aha was that energy is everything. I learned, and I'm still learning, to manage my energy. And when I say energy, I just want you to think of it as simply how you feel. And recognize that how you feel affects everything, including how you show up for yourself, in your work, and in your life. So given all of that, I am so excited to welcome Katie Allen today to join us on the Grow Tribe. Katie is a stylist. So we're going to get our style on. She's joining me from Virginia in the US, and we're going to dive in. Welcome, Katie. Welcome to the Grow Tribe.
Ah, thank you so much. You just have my heart over full with that intro. That was amazing. Thank you. I love that.
Thanks, Katie. Even just seeing you here on the screen with your lippy on, I mean, like me, in your wardrobe sometimes. It just energizes me. You know, it's early morning here. It's end of the day in the US. You know, you've got a podcast, just realized. I have this podcast. And, you know, we were just talking about that prior. The sorts of connections and the time you allocate to, whether it's networking, connecting, chatting with people on a podcast, these recognizing these things that actually give us energy, and that sometimes we wait until we really need it versus actively seeking it. And I think that's such a great connection to what we're talking about today, is how often we wait till we're at a crisis point, till we need some support on something. We don't go out there and actively seek it. And I know that's connected to, you know, so many things around self-worth and everything, but I'm seeking it today. Let's dive in and talk style. But first, and importantly, Katie, let's help get to know you a little better. When do you feel alive in your life?
So many places. Well, my wardrobe makes me feel alive. This is where all the magic happens. It's funny because that's where I record my podcast. But I would say where I feel alive the most is when I let myself be fully present in any moment. And that's something I'm really, 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 really working on lately, is no matter what I'm doing, being fully, fully present in the moment. So if I had to pick one moment and not be completely, I would say when I'm like dancing or playing with my kids and really just letting my guard down and being vulnerable enough to just play. Yes, I love this question, and we can absolutely talk about skinny jeans in just a minute because I have my whole theory on that too. I know when you hire a stylist, there's so many good things that can come out of it. And the one that a lot of people always are like, oh, I'm too scared to invest in myself. Hiring a stylist will actually save you a ton of money, because that person can get into your closet and help you create outfits with clothes that you already own, for one, and can really, really narrow down that shopping list so you're not just aimlessly shopping and mindlessly spending money to try to make yourself feel good. And then you might be buying things that just don't work for you or just aren't you and things like that. But deeper than that, I think there's so many other things that come from working with a stylist, because when we really get in tune to, like you were saying, about how do I feel, how do I wanna feel, A, it helps us show up in our days and be more productive. It increases our creativity. We can eat more easily, get into flow.
Katie, I love that you talked about being present then, which so many people that I work with and interact with on a daily basis crave. And I feel like we are in this systemic busyness that is so, we're so used to multitasking and switch tasking at the moment, which is the actual enemy of achievement. Like, that's what we know. And yet we're colluding in this in our own organizations, in our businesses. Like, we're self-sabotaging. And you mentioned before we jumped on another great example of presence in your life, because you were able to achieve, I think you said, three important things yesterday. And then that allowed you to disconnect at the end of the day quite intentionally, which again, you know, we say, hey, our family is really important to us, but like where on our calendar are we saying, okay, now we're going to stop work? You know, I know, like, I put that on there sometimes. I don't always do it. And then you were able to go and turn off your devices and actually disconnect and connect with your family, which as practicing chief energy officers is what we're all about here. So before we dive into styling, could you just briefly touch on sort of your practice here and like how, you know, what's helping you be able to do that and maybe even just using that day yesterday as an example?
Yeah, for sure. It's funny that you said before we jump into styling, because before I landed on becoming a stylist, I used to call my prepping for the week my styling session, where I would style my week to how I wanted to feel. Now somehow I have a whole business on styling how you want to feel. But these next 2 weeks, super intentional. I have a ton going on and I really want to be there. And I have some goals, right? I'm a small business owner. I'm doing all the things. So I picked the three things, and I've had to listen to this and hear this repeatedly over and over and over. And like you said, it's a constant work in progress, right? But I picked the three things, and it was just really, really intentional with my time. I set a lot of timers throughout the day, and I did a really good job of actually following that, because I am doing a really good job of planning this, but what you were just saying, how we collude in this every day, but then I don't follow through with it, and I just have really been leaning into asking myself, like, what little promises am I breaking to myself every day? And one of them was not following through on the things that I had scheduled time out to do. And then, and this is all new, it's ever growing, it's ever changing. That's why I said yesterday was such a good day for me. And then I did the one thing that I think a lot of people miss, especially a small business owner, especially if you're not working out of your house, is I set myself up a little afternoon ritual to transition from working to going to cook dinner, to playing with my kids, to being with my family, to like really kind of shut myself down to say, okay, we're transitioning now. I feel like that's a piece that a lot of people lost or miss, either working from home or running your own business. That's been my really, really big trick. And then in that ritual, I celebrate myself. I celebrated the three things and really felt them and received them. So then when I went to be with my family, I felt like I could give myself that pat on the back that I always crave. And I could just be present with them. And it was like, for once, I finally did it. And I was like, yay! It was so amazing.
It's so interesting, because this idea of like switching from task to task is something that so many women, we pride ourselves on being good at, yet we know it actually takes us longer and the quality of the work is less, and that achievement and focus and just getting into a bit of flow, mm-hmm. where a task is not so hard that we feel anxious, or it's not so easy and boring that our mind wanders and that we kind of get in those. And we don't have to be in that area, you know, for hours and hours, but if we can have pockets of that in our day, like, that's just amazing. And there's a system I use and I teach people, and it's just, I call it like the three P's are just every week, you know, prioritize, plan, and practice. But like you, it's almost like we don't trust ourselves. We set the plan and then we don't actually follow it through. And it's this interesting exercise in like, well, why aren't we doing that, right? I could talk about this for the whole podcast, but I do want to dive in to style. And whilst it would be easy for me to start with a question on top of my mind about the skinny jeans or not, I'd like to back out a little bit and help people understand what are some of the, I don't know, outcomes, the differences, what could they expect if they engage the services of a stylist, and how that would really kind of show up in their lives. Like, what would that do for them?
But the three things that I always tell my clients is, do you want to live more optimistically? Then here, let me make you feel just amazing on the outside is all the work you've been doing on the inside. And then once we do that and you start investing in yourself and you start feeling really good, that's what I really call like this self-care. And that leads you to the next phase, which is really now we've developed a deeper sense of self-respect. And then when we talk, and you can tie, this is like, you tie that back to showing up in your day and managing your energy. When I'm feeling amazing and myself, because I've put the time and energy to adorning myself to the way I want to feel, now I can respect those boundaries. I can respect those times. I can practice all those plans I've created. And then ultimately, it just attracts better opportunities. And when I say attract better opportunities, it attracts things like, yes, it can attract a actual job, work, career opportunity, but it can award you the opportunities like being more present with your family, having a deeper conversation with someone. What does opportunity mean to you? Put that in there and let's attract more of them.
Which all just sounds like a total no-brainer. But I know as a coach, particularly for women, and we're not just talking about women here. I think this applies for men as well. And it does connect me to something we talked about back on episode 67, which was around your personal brand and how, you know, you really want to show up in your career and what you want people to be saying about you and what is your message and how do you get that cut through and all of that sort of stuff. But it makes me think, okay, this has got common sense. Like, why wouldn't this be something that we would invest and support ourselves in, because it's so connected to sort of confidence and self-worth and respect. Yet, particularly for women, we wait until we're at a crisis and then we prioritize what we would invest in on that basis. And I just wonder, herein lies the difference between, yes, this makes sense, and it just never rises to the top of the list for women because, you know, they're not having a wardrobe crisis, but they're probably having a confidence crisis, but they're not connecting it to this. So how do we help people really think about this in a way that makes it more accessible for them?
I always go to, you were saying, like, we get dressed every day. Right? Every day. And you gave that beautiful intro, like you step into the closet and all of these clothes carry energy, right? How are we leveraging that? How are we using that? And that is the missing part of your morning routine. Okay. You've journaled, you've meditated, you've moved your body. Now, the first decision you have to make of the day could be based in overwhelm because you walk into your closet and you don't know what to wear. Or think about, like, you wear that sweater because you think you should wear the sweater because your mom gave you the sweater. Then you have a bad day all day. You can't make a good decision. You just don't feel like yourself. So I always tell people, like, think, you literally decide every single day what that energy is going to be for you. Every single day you hold that power to step into that space. And there's so many different, oh, I could take this in so many different directions. Like, I always tell people, think of it this way. When you make a statement with your own style, you create so many opportunities for yourself. You can meet new people, right? Like, think of how many times you've put on, like you mentioned, like, oh, you have your lipstick on, or oh, you have that really cute headband on. Like, if headbands are my thing and I'm not wearing one today and I see you and I'm like, oh my God, I love your headband. Now that's given me an opportunity to meet someone new, right? To break down a barrier. Or you can use it as a conversation starter. That's another thing I like to always tell people. Say you're getting dressed in the morning and get dressed based on how you want to feel and what you have in your day. So like you have a couple of really big meetings that you want to show up for. Definitely wear some stuff that makes you feel amazing. Tap into your power colors, your power clothes, like whatever those are for you. But also remember, when you wear statements and like style statements, those are icebreakers for conversations. And they're a really, really good way to just get the conversation started to set the tone for the meeting. And then as women, I think it's a great reminder to shine your light, because if we show up and we're making statements, personal statements, you know, about ourselves through our own style, we are creating space for other women to see, oh, I can do that too. And that's what I love so much about personal styling, is hence the keyword personal. It's all about you. It's not about, no personal stylist is going to get in your closet and say, oh my God, you got to get rid of all of this. Or, oh my gosh, you need to dress like me. Or, oh, you need to look like you're on the cover of a magazine. That's absolutely not the case. It's about dressing you to make you feel good so that your personal style can shine. Because I fully believe, like you were saying, that everything carries energy. And if we're basing our days off of how we want to feel, then that's unique to you. And how you want to feel and what makes you feel that way, that's completely unique to you. And then how do we bring that together?
And just as you're saying that, it makes me think that engaging in something like this might help us actually connect with how the fuck are we feeling?
Exactly.
And then how's that working for us? And we know that changes all through the day, like, you know, but it affects everything, our actions, our thoughts. We respond to each other's energy and feeling. It's contagious. Yet I know from working, you know, in that sort of survival zone for a long time, and I'm not alone. I look around and I see people all the time, you know, finding it hard to manage teams, finding it challenging that they're not getting to the important work, all these sorts of things, is like we lose sight of how we actually feel. So even just this concept of starting to make some space and some time for how do we want to feel, and then how can we do that? I mean, I love what you said about starting the day off, right? I think of morning routine and exercise and all of that, but you're absolutely right. Like a mini wardrobe crisis is no way to start a day, is it? You mentioned colors and some of that sort of individual stuff. It also made me think about inclusion. And, you know, people sort of, and we, you know, showing up as themselves in the workplace or wherever that is. So give us a little bit more insight, like what are some of the common things that, you know, you work through with people, and maybe some of the blocks that people experience around this that they can get some breakthroughs on if they do some, you know, if they support themselves in this area, because we're not experts. Like, I don't know, you know, I've just figured it out along the way, but you know, who knows really?
Yeah. Well, first, I'd love to give everyone permission to not follow trends if they don't want to follow trends. And I'd also give everyone permission to say that we all have our own individual style. I think the number one thing people say to me is, well, I just don't have a style. I'm like, yes, you absolutely do. Everybody has a style. And it's kind of like what you were saying about your personal brand. You are the personal brand. You are the style. The style is simply the outward physical reflection of you, your thoughts, and your decisions. So like going back to the morning and the morning routine, you chose to put that sweater on. That's a reflection of you, your mood, and what you were thinking in that morning. So I'd like to tell everyone, we all have styles, and you don't have to dress like anybody else. But the other piece of this that I'm really, really quickly learning is it's not about that. It's really about, as women, there's two pieces I see the most, is permission to let myself have a style, to let myself shine and be seen. It's really hard for a lot of women to want to be seen, and we use our clothes in so many different ways, but one of the really big ways we've used clothes for a long time is armor, to protect ourselves or to play small or to hide behind. Obviously, when you talk about clothes and getting dressed, body issues come up. Everybody has them. Doesn't matter what shape, size, height, none of that matters. We all have it. It's all of the mindset stuff that we were saying, and it's a totally different ball, because now you're talking about your physical insecurities, and then Matt shows up with the mental blocks. So a lot of the space I'm creating for women is I'm challenging them to try things. I'm really, because I'm so grateful for the mindset work I have done, that I'm holding that space for them to create that. And I'm really just giving them a different point of view. But my best piece of advice, and I did a whole podcast episode about this, was like, stop blaming your body. And this is why everyone really needs a personal stylist, is it's not your body. Certain clothes just were not made for you. That's it. It's like putting together the pieces of a puzzle, right? Sometimes those pieces just don't connect. You can squish them in, but the puzzle just doesn't really look right because they just weren't made to go in that connection, right? So it's about figuring out what really works for our body, how we can leverage that to really highlight the pieces of ourselves that we really, really love and we want to show off, and just continue to build our energy that way. That's the one thing I always tell people, is when designers are building clothes, whether that's for Target, H&M, Nordstrom, like Gucci, whatever that is, there's always someone in their mind that they are designing to. There's a muse that they are designing to. You just have to match up what fits for you, and then you will be that muse. And it's just those little teeny tips and tricks. And then the other thing that I always like to remind people, and this can apply, this is what I love about style so much, is the same tricks apply. Whether we're talking about getting dressed and feeling amazing, or showing up and getting things done the way you want them to get done. Just tweak one little thing. Like, what's that one simple thing? Like, people feel like, oh, it's so complicated. Like, it's not that complicated. Pick one thing and build on it like you would build on anything. Like, you want to look comfortable? Fine. Do you feel completely empowered in that sweatsuit? Do you feel like you can show up and record a scary podcast or start a podcast? If the answer is no, then how do we build onto that outfit with one thing that makes you feel good? And my go-to answer is always going to be lipstick. That's where they have to step in and tell me what their answer is. And we all have it. And it was kind of like you were saying, it's like we got to slow ourselves down to think, okay, well, how do I want to feel today? It's the physical, tangible connection to that. And I think that's big for us as humans, is when we do feel anxious or we do feel stressed out, abstract thoughts are hard to grasp onto. And if we have a physical piece of clothing, accessory, a color on our body that we can connect to with our five senses, it can really help us reconnect back to what our goals are, back to what we're really trying to get to, and do those scary things.
And I think the only way that we're going to be really kind of convinced of what I know is transformative difference is by trying it, right?
Yes.
Like you said, and you can start small or you can kind of go all in. But there's someone else I've been following for a while on Instagram who does similar work, and I see some of her kind of before and after her clients sort of talk about, and it's like no question transformative for them. Mm-hmm. And not just in the physical aspect, like actually hugely, and I would say more so emotionally, which is, you know, what you're touching on there is that idea of us women becoming a little bit more visible in our lives, which is a terrifying concept. Mm-hmm. For most of us, like if we're honest, you know, that idea of being more visible and being seen, so we can sometimes hide out unconsciously. We can hide out in clothes and areas of our lives or in jobs or in roles that we play. And again, we are contributing to our own lack of visibility because we're playing it safe. And I'm continuing to learn every week when I discuss growth, every week of my own growth, that I know that if I'm uncomfortable, I'm on the right path. And you know, growth is hugely uncomfortable, but also this is such a fun area, and this can, whilst it might bring up people's shit around emotions and self-sabotage and mindset and am I really worth this and all of that, it's also really fun. And it's not about the trend, is it? Because when you were saying that, if someone's had something that works for them and their body for a long time, like one of my friends was saying, I still wear like A-lines. How can that be? Is that okay? And I was like, well, I think it's okay if it's okay for you, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly the answer. That's what I tell people all the time. Yes, things are trending. Yes, things come in and out because we like to follow things. We like freshness. Everybody likes freshness. But also when I say the word trends, and this is something I'm always trying to switch people's heads around, is like you mentioned skinny jeans and having them for years, like 14 years. Skinny jeans have been trending for about 15 years. And that's about how long trends actually last for. And then they start to slow down. And you can tell right now where you're starting to see a little bit of the flare leg jeans are starting to come back. The little bit of boot cuts are starting to come back. That's just the natural cycle of life. Things are always coming in and out or being updated and adapting and evolving. So if that works for you, go for it. And then the other piece of it is when then I have people like, oh, I'm so anti-trend. I don't want to follow any trends. That is fine as well. But also don't forget that we have to shop or you might need to buy something. And we are, you know, we do have to shop at the places that sell certain things. So we do have to be mindful of that. But I also like to tell people, don't be afraid and don't butt up against those trends so much, because we create the trends. as a society, we create these trends, we demand these trends. Like you were asking me about Levi's and 501s and things like that come back. And we hear these things and they may remind us of a time in our lives, like bootcut jeans made me think about high school. And I'm like, ah, because I don't want to associate with that person that I was, right? And that's really where it comes back. And people are like, I can't believe you're wearing that. I wore that in high school, because we immediately are taken back to a memory, because clothes are energy and it will stick with us. But things like 501s and why they come back, they're nostalgic for us. They remind us of a calmer time, a more peaceful time. Denim is the fabric of so many countries' DNA, right? It's this, it was like the casual, like we could step out of business suits, but we could also still look professional. And it just reminds us of a more simple time. And we've all know that the last year and a half has just been completely wild. So you see people start to gravitate toward things that remind them of simpler times. And I think 501s is a really just like perfect example of that, of something that gives you that nostalgic feeling. And we tend to forget, when we're reminiscing about things, the bad times. And we always tend to focus on like, oh, this always made me feel so good. And we gravitate towards that because we're really clinging to anything that makes us feel great and makes us feel safe. So trends are the same way. Like my favorite part about style and fashion is the psychology behind it. Like we were talking about colors and the psychology behind what colors you wear and what they mean and how they make you feel, because we reflect what we see in our environment. So like, you know, the color yellow is having a big moment right now. It's the color of the sun, right? It's the color of life. It's the color of hope. It's sunshine. When you think of sunshine, brightness and happiness, you can always tie it back to that. So I really want to help my clients and anybody listening just start to reframe our mind of how we think about this and use it to our advantage. Like use it as another tool in the toolbox. I'm constantly preaching that style is self-care. And like you said, it's a fun way. I think it's a fun way to do some of the hard work, but then have fun with it. So it's incorporating a little bit of that play. And if we're playing, then we can be present. Then we can feel amazing. And it's just like this domino effect of just being that woman that we want to be. And, you know, I remember this used to trigger me back at when I was working in corporate. It's like, dress for like the job that you want, not the job you have. That statement still triggers me as I'm saying it on the podcast. But think about that, like that next level woman that you want to be, that scary thing. You're talking about constantly being uncomfortable. What does that woman wear? What does that woman deserve to wear? And think about it like that and just shift your mindset.
Yeah, it is. You can have so much fun with this, but it's not frivolous is what strikes me. And right now we're talking about kind of reinvention for the win here, whether that's how people are going back to work, how they're thinking about kind of re-energizing and reinventing themselves a bit, because we haven't been through all of this shit in the last, you know, as you say, wild ride of the last 18 months to not take this opportunity for a refresh and a bit of a reboot. And I think many are. I know some people may not, but many are. So maybe we could just kind of finish with a couple of tips for people who are looking to, you know, reclaim their mojo a little bit in around their style. And I also am wondering about this difference between like online shopping and going into, you know, I love online shopping. And I don't mind buying like a pair of jeans online, but I know a lot of people freak out about that idea because, you know, size and all of that kind of stuff. So a few tips would be amazing to finish us off.
Yes. So my best tips, I think, for styling and trying new things and creating this polished look that I feel like a lot of people want is, first, don't be afraid to layer things. When we begin to layer things, whether that's layering shirts or jackets onto a shirt or even jewelry, like create some dimension with your outfits. Don't be afraid to dress up your t-shirt. No, I really believe post-pandemic style is still going to be super comfortable because people are used to it and there's a perk to it. But now it's time to comfort meets luxury. And whatever luxury means to you, how I see this is, I'm going to take my t-shirts and I'm just going to dress them up with belts, with earrings, with hair accessories, with hats, with makeup, with lipstick, whatever that, shoes. How dare I forget shoes? With those things, that really make you you. And I think accessories are the easiest place to reflect your style, whether that's through the prints and patterns that you're attracted to, the colors that you're attracted to, the lines, whether you prefer things flowy or clean, sleek lines, completely up to you. I love jewelry. Doesn't have to be super fancy, but just always remember that it's a conversation starter. Use it to start conversations. Make it fun. Make it your own. And for online shopping, that's always going to be tricky. And I don't know how it is for you guys, but right now, a lot of stores, you still cannot try on clothes in real life. So I think we're just going to have to figure out ways that really, really work for us. But I always go with stick with what you know. And if there's certain brands, and this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about our bodies, certain brands will just naturally fit your body better because whatever their fit type person that they're creating clothes for in their mind. And stick with what you know. Nothing's wrong with that. If you've liked a brand for 15 years, I am giving you permission. I feel like women, myself included, daily need permission. I am giving you permission to stick with what you know and keep shopping those brands. Some of my favorite brands are still, like, Express Jeans in the U.S. is like a big deal. I wore those when I was 11. I'm wearing them at 40. Stick with what you know, what feels good for you. But what I tell people all the time, and there's a little bit of hassle in this, and it depends on how you want to approach it, but when you're online shopping and you're trying a new vendor, don't be afraid to maybe buy the same pant in two sizes, because I think it's more of a hassle to buy a pant, send it back, and reorder than it is to just order both sizes and send the one back. And companies realize right now we cannot get in stores, we cannot try on things, and everybody has free shipping or free returns. But that's another really good reason, you know, to work with a stylist, is we can help with that, but also we can really help navigate you towards brands that are really good to work with, or we know for a fact fit certain body types.
Comfort means luxury. That's going to be my mantra for the week, and maybe for the year, and maybe for the rest of my life. And permission. So I feel like my journey on that has been giving myself permission that it's okay to spend more on some of what we would consider the basic items, because that's what I really love, like simple, you know, like t-shirts, even denim, as we discussed. They're the more basic everyday things, or like you would say a sweater, what I would call it, like a windcheater or a jumper. That's what I've done over the more recent years, and I wear them all the time and I love them every day, but it was a permission thing. But I also love wearing dresses and color. And I've sometimes worked in very male-dominated environments, and I've had to sort of give myself permission to kind of lean into being that one who's, you know, rocking up in a colorful dress or a colorful outfit. But the final bit for me is, like, I'm sporty. I've always been sporty. You know, my undergrad was in sport and science, and I love wearing a pair of really nice, like, again, I've got, you know, this pair of, like, Stella McCartney tracksuit pants that I've worn, you know, on flights, and sporty is me. So, like, I've embraced that about myself as well. So I will ask you, Grow Tribe, what do you need to give yourself permission around? And again, what are you wearing today, and how is that making you feel? And I hope we've given you some, you know, and even if you don't know how it makes you feel, like, how are you feeling then? I hope we've given you some things to think about. I will, in the show notes, put Katie's podcast in there and how you can find her, because she puts some great tips on Instagram. It gets my attention every time. You'll see her there visually. You'll see her lippy and all the great stuff. And, you know, I dare you not to be inspired to try something a little bit different as you step into your brave zone and just get a bit more visible for yourself, in your connection with yourself and in your life. So, Katie, thanks so much for bringing some of your superpowers today. I've loved it, and it's been energizing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here and being part of the Grow Tribe. It would be amazing if you shared this podcast with others at home, at work, gave it a rate and review in Apple Podcasts, and shared any ideas about what you want to hear more about or who you want to hear from. I love to hear your updates. If you're interested in learning about how to become a Chief Energy Officer, you're looking to fuel your impact and your performance, could be you, could be your team, have a look at the link in the show notes about where to start. And as always, drop me an email if you're looking for any support or you've got any insights that you want to share on growth, it's Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at go2grow.com.au. Thanks, everyone.